Hey, Profiteers, this is Kara with Positive Profit. Thank you for joining me on another episode. I'm so excited you're here because I've got two very special guests joining us today. We've got Madeline and her mom, Rebecca. Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Thanks for coming on the show. I'm looking forward to talking with you and finding out all about how you got started and how it's going now. And why don't you start off with telling me what the name of your business is and when you got started and what is your origin story?
So our business name is Maru's Canine Treatery, and we started in November of 2022. And a little bit of the backstory is we were on a road trip, and I have always loved animals my whole life. I've always loved animals, especially dogs, and I love to bake as well for people. And I saw something that was how to start a dog treat business online. And so my mom was telling me, she's like, I could see you doing that. And so we became business partners. And the name for my business is from my dog, Akamaru. And I wanted to name it after him because I still have him. He's only 2 years old. But I thought it would be a good and unique name. Not very many people have that.
No, I've never heard of it before. So yeah, thank you for telling me about your business name and how all that happened. And so you took a course, yes, and then you went from there.
Yeah, it took a little bit of time to get the hang of some dog treat fees and stuff, but thankfully where we live, we don't need to get a general analysis done. So that sped up the process a lot faster.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, definitely. What state do you guys live in?
We live in Oregon.
Oh, okay. That's right.
It's not a horribly long process and in getting into baking out of your home, because we do it out of our home. Mm-hmm. And so the only thing we can't do is anything with meat. So mm-hmm. all of our ingredients are not meat. It's vegan, or not really vegan because we use some eggs, but
vegetarian.
Vegetarian.
In California, we have the California Department of Public Health, Food and Drug Branch is who we go through for dog treats. And we are different in the sense that pretty much everyone I've talked to goes through the Department of Agriculture, which we don't have to do. Is that something that you had to do? And do you call it that?
It's the Oregon Department of Agriculture, but we didn't have to like sample anything, or they just want to make sure we're not doing any meat products. Mm-hmm. Other than that, it's pretty much do whatever you want to do. Yeah, we had to do our business license and sure with the state of Oregon, but that's pretty much it.
Awesome. So you're able to get up and running a lot quicker than most, I would say.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you have a social media presence, or do you have a website? How are people placing these orders?
I have Instagram and Facebook, and a lot of times people will just text me and ask for an order, but I've gotten some orders from Facebook and Instagram as well. And we also use the Square website occasionally. We just haven't had very many orders placed because we're trying to get it all set up and make sure we get notifications when people place an order.
That's still a work in progress.
Yeah.
But we did have, she works at a bakery as well, and a dog kennel. So she has two other places that allow her to sell her treats as well.
Yeah.
Our treats.
People love them.
You are very well poised to do this line of work. Working at a dog kennel and you're already working at a bakery. Hello. That just makes sense, don't you think?
Yeah. I love it. It's so much fun.
Oh, that's so cool. Good for you. Now, do you have a business Facebook page, or are you talking about your personal page?
I have a business page. It's Maru's Treatery.
Awesome. That's important. Okay, so you've got that dialed in. Very good. What got you interested in just taking the course in general? You just saw it and you thought, this is a good idea. And your mom's like, okay, I think you should.
A little bit. Yeah. When I got my first like big dog puppy, Akamaru, I started looking at what was mostly in all these treats, and a lot of them were just really bad ingredients. And I was like trying to do as much healthy stuff for him as possible. And I was like, I really should make stuff that's better for him that he would like. And I was like, other dogs love treats and they need healthy ingredients, and all the store ones are really bad. And so I wanted to create something better for my dog and for other dogs as well, because I have a lot of friends with dogs and people we know.
That is a very common story, that people have a dog that either has allergies or some kind of condition, or they just want their dog to eat something better because they see what's on the market. And we know we can do better. We know, right? This is our line of work. Okay, so when it comes to treats, the treat part of it, tell me, what kinds of stuff do you bake? Tell me what your lineup is.
I actually have some I can show you.
Oh, excellent. You guys came prepared. Oh, yeah. Great.
And then we have, let's see. One second.
She also dips them in yogurt chips, which are good for dogs. And she'll even make them like the long stick pretzels that you'll see at the store that are dipped with drizzle and stuff. She'll do stuff like that.
So I actually saw a picture of that in the Facebook group. I saw your pretzel rods or your pretzel sticks. Mm-hmm. They look so great. Wait, was that a champagne bottle?
This, yeah, it is.
Amazing.
It's, or wine bottle. We're doing mm-hmm. a wine and art walk this Friday, or tomorrow, actually. Mm-hmm. And it's in Newburgh. So they have the wine and art walk, and they show off different wine. Last month, they had a whiskey and gin and stuff tasting. But different businesses will host places that want to share their wine and whatever, but then they also invite smaller local talent to bring in their art and whatever. And so they asked if we'd want to bring our treats in. Sure.
What perfectly themed treats for the event that you have coming up. They're so cute.
Thank you.
I think you're going to do real well. Those are really adorable.
Thank you. Those ones were the peanut butter ice with carob and yogurt chips and beetroot powder. And then we're also going to be doing some like little oat circle and mm-hmm. the pies and some peanut butter cups for dogs. What's the other treat? Oh, we're going to do brownies for dogs too. Because we have a lot of people that have small dogs. And so mm-hmm. they're always asking for soft treats. And so we're like, we better include something for the little dogs and the older dogs as well.
Absolutely. And that's something, if you're watching at home or listening to this podcast and you are new to the dog treat business, you're thinking about dipping your toe in, you're not sure, maybe you haven't really made many recipes. Just like Madeline said, people that have smaller dogs, or for sure senior dogs, they're going to be the ones that are come in and ask for soft treats. So it really is helpful if you offer something as a soft treat in your bakery menu just for these occasions. So spot on. Brownies are a good way to do that. I was doing the regular size brownies, and then I got miniature cupcake liners. And I think they might have even been for chocolates, but they were real small. And I did the brownie batter in each of those, and I called them brownie bites. And I drizzled them and just sprinkled little peanuts on top. So they're a little tiny, it's like a Reese's peanut butter cup, like the minis. Oh my gosh, they were so cute. And it was a
good idea. Yeah, thank you. I like doing the small ones too, because a lot of people are like, do you have small? I'm like, I can,
Yeah. Pretty much almost anything you can do big, you can do small for sure. Do you sell at pop-up markets?
Yeah, we do pop-up shows. We actually also sell at our local like tractor supply.
Oh, do you really?
The manager invited us to sell anytime we wanted to come in.
Wow.
Yeah, he was like, we'll make a space for you any Saturday you want to come in. And we're like, oh, okay. And so, yeah, he was totally, he's like, I want to support the local small businesses. And in the summer, he did one day of where it was like a farmer's market at Tractor Supply. And he's hoping to do that more. He just did it once this last spring, summer. And so he's hoping to do it again this coming summer. So hopefully we'll see.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh, I hope that works out for you. Very fun.
Yes.
Do you guys make cakes? Have you ventured into cake land?
A little bit, yeah. I made a decent size, I don't know, was it 8 inches? Made a little like a 4-inch 2-layer cake. They looked similar.
She put little dog bones around it.
Yeah. It was a peanut butter carrot recipe. It was a really simple one I found online, and So far, someone at one of my jobs ordered a big one, and then someone at my bank ordered a little one for her dog. And they came out really well, actually. I like it.
I waited so long before I offered cakes. I waited forever because I guess I felt intimidated by a custom order, because when I'm selling treats at events or markets or things like that, they're buying what I've already made. Mm-hmm. And I didn't do anything custom. So the cake was the first time I had to like listen to the customer and try to get what they wanted. I didn't have any misses. I didn't have anyone that went, hey, this is terrible. It's not what I asked for. I didn't have that. But in my mind, I'm thinking, how am I going to live up to their expectations? It all went fine. And they became one of my best sellers. I was doing a lot of money in cakes alone. And I've done several of these interviews so far, and I keep hearing that is a theme for people who are selling cakes, that people are paying $25, $30, $35, $40 for one cake, you know? Yeah.
And it's a small cake. It's not even a huge cake.
No, right. We're talking a 4-inch cake.
Yeah.
I did 4-inch two layers, so it would stack up a little bit better, and you feel like you're getting what you're paying for there. But once I had them down, I did the dog bones around the side too, and a little ribbon. People nowadays are really wanting to celebrate their pup's birthday, and those things are becoming more and more important to people. So it's cool that you're jumping on that and starting to delve into the world of cakes. It's a good thing there.
Thank you. I really like doing cakes. I haven't had anybody, like you said, that hasn't liked my cake.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things. People were like, oh, we don't really mind what you do. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I gonna do? This is so stressful. But they all turned out cute. I did a peanut butter paw in the middle of the cake. And then I decorated it with the peanut butter bones. And they were like, this is exactly what I thought of it. And a lot of people even gave me more than what I charged them, because they were like, you undercharged us.
Oh.
And I appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a learning experience for you too, as you grow and you learn this new thing and what pricing is going to look like that's fair for you and fair for them and all that. Okay, yeah, that is super exciting. And also, if you take pictures of your cakes, I heard someone had a photo album. So she brought pictures of her cakes that were in this photo album at all of her markets. And so if people wanted to order a cake, or it could just be sitting on the table, cake photo album, they'll start looking through and go, oh, my pet's having a birthday, and they can see what you do.
I like that idea. Mm-hmm. I have just a regular basic piece of paper, but I put 6 photos on it. I just printed it out so people could see some other treats that I have, but I will have to add the cake option because that's a really good idea.
Yeah. I love this. Our dog treat baker community is so fantastic. I get ideas all the time from people who do it differently, because sometimes we get in our own zone, and that's where we excel, because we get our stuff dialed in perfect. But the creative side in you, the baker side of you, you're always going to want to reach for something different. And that's just normal, right? That's just part of the cool creative process. So I definitely encourage that. And this group has so much inspiration to pick and choose from, and people are great about answering questions, and we have a great group. I love our group. And can you believe we are over 5,000 members now?
Oh, wow. Oh,
that's so crazy. Wow, that's awesome.
I didn't know that.
I know. I really like the group too. That's everybody's so friendly and helpful for questions. And like you said, there's so many creative ideas. The possibilities are endless.
Yeah. Yeah,
I have so many new ideas I'm going to have this year.
Oh, yeah. Cool. And it's great that you have your mom and you guys do it together. That's like the best. Oh, my gosh. I've had all my kids help me in the business. None of them now, because I actually closed my business so I could focus on my podcast and my YouTube channel to speak to other dog treat bakers. And I couldn't do what I'm doing now unless I had that business. So I'm very thankful that I've had it, but I love the new direction I'm going to. But I've had all my kids work for me and do it together. And it's so rewarding. It has its moments with any relationship, but it's still someone to share the workload, to bounce ideas off of. It's great. It's cool that you guys are doing it together. You guys are a team.
Yes. Yeah. She's great at the legal work too.
Yeah.
So I'm not good at all the like paperwork. We still need to do taxes, but she's kept every receipt and everything and kept me on track, makes the schedule for the week before we bit or the week of our event, like when we're going to be doing what treats and when we're packaging and like our price list, because usually typically our price lists change for every event because we don't always bring the same stuff to mm-hmm. keep it on rotation.
Go mom.
I try.
Yeah. What would you say has been your biggest struggle in your business, like your biggest hurdle that you've had to overcome?
Good question.
Is there a sticking point or?
Perfecting the treats, because nothing's ever perfect. So sometimes the treats will work out great and sometimes they're like a mess up. But I think a lot of people really enjoy buying treats and like smaller bags. I haven't had a lot of people buy like huge bags yet. I think in time, I'm hoping for my business to grow a lot so that more people will buy it. And maybe there's a car dealership that has a pet store in it where we live close to where we live. So mm-hmm. I'm hoping that they'll either reach out or I'll go in with some samples and try to be able to maybe sell in their store, because they had reached out and I replied but never heard back. So I'm hoping to do that and maybe they'll buy my treats wholesale.
Go out there like a dog with a bone. And I really did mean to say that. You go out with samples and maybe you have a price list with your photos that looks nice. And definitely go and ask to speak with them. Hey, you contacted me and I responded, but we didn't link up. So I'm here to see if you're interested and this is what I can offer you. Don't sell yourself short. And I know you won't.
Yep.
And that's the way to do it. Reach out, make those contacts.
I think that's the thing too, is sometimes staying positive. It's hard sometimes when you like have a poor showing and then you're like, what am I doing this for? And then you're like, you know, the next time you have a good showing and it's okay, this is what I'm doing this for. I'm not just doing it for me. I'm doing it for others, doing it for animals, doing mm-hmm. it for.
Do you guys find, at least I did, that I would sell at one location and certain treats did great. And then, and I would have like best sellers and I would go to a different location and the things that did so well were like crickets over here.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have noticed that.
Yeah.
I think that's common and that might be indicative of all kinds of things, but don't let it bring you down. You're going to have another market and you're going to have another swarm of people who just love what you do. So stay with it. Stay positive. You're making a lot of dogs happy and their dog owners happy because they're not having to buy whatever. And they're getting something wholesome and local. Like, how good is that?
Yeah.
We have a big local community. A lot of people love local farms. We get a lot of like fresh egg people and veggies and fruit people. A lot of people do like local candles. So it's a big community too, where we live at.
Awesome. And even if you can like network and collaborate, if it's an option for you with people you might be able to buy ingredients from, you can mm-hmm. showcase and call them out and shout them out on your website. Hey, or on your Instagram or whatever. We use Joe Blow's eggs down the street and he might do for you. Mm-hmm. So-and-so Barkery is using our eggs to make their treats. So you can develop those kinds of relationships and network together to benefit each other. Another way you can both grow your business.
Great idea.
Gosh, it's been great talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you too.
I love that you're part of the Facebook community. I love that you're in that group and mom, come say hi sometime. I know maybe you're the person behind the keyboard. I don't know.
Oh, yes.
This is Akamaru.
Hi, Akamaru. Oh, my gosh. You're a beauty.
He's so fluffy.
Oh, my gosh. Do you have dog hair everywhere because of all that fluff?
Oh, yes. I literally rolled my shirt before the interview, but yep.
Same here. In fact, I was shaking out my sweater. Dogs flying everywhere. It's everywhere. I'm glad I'm not alone.
Nope, not alone. Yeah. Definitely not.
The shedding season.
What kind of dogs do you have?
I have a corgi and a corgi mix.
Aw.
Those are cute dogs. I love them.
We have a little 5-pound poodle named Oscar. And then we have the big 45-pound
Shepsky
mix.
Oh, okay. Shepsky mix. He looks
German Shepherd Husky.
His features are very striking. We have Akamaru is a very striking dog. So.
Thank you.
And spoiled with all the best treats.
Oh yes.
Yeah, he loves and the cheesy pretzels. Those are his favorite treats.
Okay, he has got a clear winner, the cheesy pretzels. What would you say is your best selling treat if you had to pick one overall? Is it the cheesy pretzels?
I think the cheesy pretzels, Most dogs love cheese. It's also good.
Mine are a little bit lactose intolerant, so I can't really. The cheese has to be sparing, or we all suffer. Gosh. Thank you so much for coming on the show. If you are new to the dog treat business or you have some questions, go check out their Instagram, check out their Facebooks, get ideas of what they're doing. And that might be an inspiration to you to help you with what you're building. I look forward to seeing more of what you guys are making and good luck at your market.
Thanks.
Okay, cool.
Bye.